Good morning. Lots of low-level moisture continues to remain in place, producing cloud cover across interior New York and New England, and as a result, temperatures not allowed to drop back that much overnight, and largely remaining in the upper 20s to lower 30s early this morning. Readings today will only climb a few degrees as they did yesterday with limited sunshine. I do think some sun will mix in with the clouds, though. And readings will be in the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs, though with less wind than yesterday, it'll be more comfortable. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight as high pressure settles in overhead. That high will also deflect the next system currently over the southeastern U.S. off to the south. We may get some light rain or snow showers into the lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and southernmost New England overnight tonight, but this will not amount to much. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s to around 30 for overnight lows. For tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine mixing with clouds. Still on the cool side, but really compared to normal, not bad, with highs in the lower 40s for Valentine's Day. And the quiet weather continues into the day on Friday with just a few rain showers around. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 40s. Now, the next front will sweep through on Friday night. This could bring a round of light snow showers, which could dust the ground by Saturday morning. Some leftover light snow during the early morning period on Saturday will give way to mostly cloudy skies and a breeze by Saturday afternoon as colder air flows in. Highs on Saturday will be in the lower to middle 30s. The heart of the cold air mass that'll move in over the weekend will be over top of us on Sunday, and highs for the second half of the weekend will only be in the mid-20s with a stiff northwesterly breeze. There'll also be the chance of a few snow showers on Sunday before we dry it out on Monday with the high back to 32 and a chance of rain or snow with another system arriving by next Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern Georgia and northern Florida. A cold front will move across the Florida Peninsula through the afternoon when the most favorable shear is anticipated in conjunction with a moist and marginally unstable air mass over the region. A few stronger wind gusts appear to be the main threat, though a couple of hail reports will be possible and even a brief tornado could also occur before the threat diminishes later in the afternoon. And an Alberta Clipper will sweep across western and central North Dakota today. Snow will develop and continue across the area through tomorrow morning. The greatest snowfall accumulations through tomorrow morning will occur across north-central North Dakota and into the upper James River Valley, where 3 to 5 inches of snow will fall. The wind will also be an issue, with gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Anchorage, Alaska at 12:09 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, blowing snow and fog, and 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with some flurries, 32 degrees, the dew point 25, 75% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Leesburg and Vero Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Kremlin, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with rain and snow developing by evening, highs in the lower 40s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 36, that's 11 degrees above normal. A trace of snow yesterday, 6.8 inches for the month, which is 1.2 inches above normal, and 26.4 inches for the season, which is 13.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 515, that's 25 above normal, and 3,991 for the season, which is 350 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 58, set in 1900, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:25 p.m., 10 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s, though back into the teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a chance of light rain and snow tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a chance of light rain and snow tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sun, increasing clouds though during the day with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, a few showers on Friday in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder Saturday with some light snow possibly dusting the ground, especially in the morning, lower to mid-30s. Windy and cold Sunday, partly sunny with a few snow showers in the mid-20s. Back to 32 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and a chance of rain or snow on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.